Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. And today I want to talk to you about something that's happening today around the world that I think we need to discuss, and that is the war that's taking place and the war that's going on. And right away when I say that, many of you will think, of course, the war that's in the media and in the news that's happening right now as we speak in a certain part of the world. But when I say the war that is going on, as a believer, why wouldn't you think of the spiritual war that's always taking place? The spiritual war that's not on the media, that's not on the news, but the word of our wonderful Creator, the Bible talks about it, and it's actually taking place right now. Because we've been so ingrained to look more at the news and the media on TV than we're looking at our own lives. You know, there have always been conflicts or situations around the world where one nation was stronger and tried to overthrow another nation. But when the Bible talks about the events and wars and history and just these types of things, it always upfront talks about the spiritual battle and the war that's going on. The spiritual battle and the war that's going on. And when you're on the right side of this spiritual battle, you're going to have a certain understanding of Yahweh's creation and what He created. And you're going to have a certain value of that. And I'd say many people today don't have this understanding or belief or trust in Yahweh's creation. And they've lost their value for Yahweh's creation and His greatest creation, which is human life. And the way people treat themselves and their own bodies is a great example of this. I believe if we're close to our wonderful Creator, we're going to understand the value of human life, not only within other people, but also within ourselves. And if we can appreciate and understand it within our own self and our own lives, and we continue to treat our bodies and destroy our bodies, how can we treat and value human life in general, or the human life of another person? You see, the enemy wants to confuse us, and he's done so much so where you have the average person today treating their pets, their house pets, and even giving more attention to their own house plants more than they are their own body. That's a sad truth. That's a sad truth. They'll go to the plant store and buy the greatest plant nutrition for that plant to grow and stay healthy. They'll go to the pet store and they'll spend a lot of money to make sure their pet's happy and their pet's getting the best of everything. While at the same time on the way there, they're stopping off at McDonald's. They're smoking cigarettes. They're drinking alcohol, just treating their bodies terrible. No value for their own life. This mixed up world we have today, and the value of human life versus what our Creator wanted us to look at it and how He wanted us to look at it. For all believers around the world and all people around the world are one family of brothers and sisters proclaiming Yeshua. And for those that don't believe, trust, or proclaim Him, it's our job, responsibility, to go out there and proclaim Him. But we look at this thing and people fighting over land and power that's not even theirs to begin with, without even acknowledging our wonderful Creator. But there are times in history, and there's times going on right now, and always all around the world, where people are taking a physical battle to the spiritual battle, and killing people simply because they proclaim faith in our Creator and trust in His holy word. So there's many types of battles happening today. But when it's a spiritual versus a human battle, the scriptures are clear that Yahweh will take revenge and Yahweh will prevail. And if we trust in him, everything will be fine. How can I say that when there are millions of believers being persecuted all over this world on a daily basis? How can we even suggest that Yahweh is in control and taking care of these situations when believers around the world are being tortured right now as we speak? For the Bible tells us that Yahweh is in control and sees all things, and he has a plan. But our focus is not how long we're going to live here on earth or the quality of our life here on earth. Our focus is the beautiful investment we're making and for the eternal life and what's coming in the future. To worry and think and focus and discuss and have every part of our study and our life and our joy and our happiness focusing on the great reward and the prize that'll come as we run this race. But then we get caught up in the physical wars and the things that are going on right now. We have to think about these things and see these things. In Genesis 1:26 to 1:27, it says, Yahweh said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and all the birds and all the livestock and everything creeping thing on the earth. Yahweh created man in his own image, and the image of Yahweh created him, male and female, he created them. If we would just break away from the news and the media and the politics and everything else, and if we would for one moment start focusing on the value of the human life and the creation of the human life, and we look at what our Creator says about death and life, and about our Creator being in control of these different things, and he has used in situations man to carry out his plan. But we cannot negate the importance that the Bible calls for in the value of human life. It says in the Torah in Exodus 21:12, whoever strikes a man so that he dies shall be put to death. Whoever strikes a man so that he dies shall be put to death. Now, when it says in the commandments, thou shall not murder, many people think that means thou shall not kill, and there's a difference between killing and murdering. There's a difference between self-defense and premeditated murder. There's a difference between these different things. But I tell you this, when we think about the value of human life, and when it says whoever strikes a man so that he shall die shall be put to death, death for death. Psalms 127:3 says, sons are indeed a heritage from Yahweh, children of reward. Think about that for a second. Think about the value of human life. Think about what our Creator says when he says children, a reward. And think about death. Death of the human life. And now we think about the war and all the people suffering and everything else. Let me ask you all a question. Why are so many people out there today watching media feeling so bad for the underdog in a war because people are dying in this terrible war and everything else, but at the same time not saying a thing about the murder of innocent babies here on a daily basis? The hypocrisy is unreal. The hypocrisy of people today to say they care about the innocent and the civilians and all the innocent people of a war, but at the same time, they don't say anything or speak up. As a matter of fact, they speak against the supporting and defending innocent children that are being murdered every day. Where's the media coverage and everything else about the thousands of children that are being murdered every single day? There's where the lack of value of human life comes in. So don't sit here and try to tell me that you're concerned about war because you care about human life, but then you approve of abortion and things like that. Just craziness, craziness. But we are, and have been for a long time, going through a spiritual battle and a spiritual war that's taking place currently. But all throughout the world, there's been this physical wars going on between so-called world powers. And we have to think about the value of human life in these situations as well. Ecclesiastes 3:8 says, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Isaiah 2:4 says, he will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will bear their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up the sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Hallelujah. Matthew 24, 6 and 7 says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And Matthew 24, 6 again says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. And then finally, Matthew 5:9 says, blessed are those who are the peacemakers. They shall be called the sons of Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to understand the difference between the man-made governments and the governments that Yahweh puts or allows to be put in place. And Yahweh's mercy establishes governing authorities, protect law-abiding citizens, and to punish evildoers. But many of them have taken the word and twisted it around, and many governments are corrupt in this world. We have to understand, ultimately, Yahweh is the one who allows things to happen. Yahweh is the one to allow the results of these elections and so on. 1 Peter 2:14 says, and to governors who have been appointed by him to punish the evildoers and to praise those who do good. Psalm 68:30 says, rebuke the beast among the reeds and the head of the bulls among the calves and the nations humbled. May the beast bring bars of silver scattered to the nations who delight in war. We have to understand the Bible talks all about war. The Bible talks from a spiritual and a physical standpoint. And every story in the Bible in the original covenant spoke about the world powers at that time oppressing the other people to make them submit. And war was one of the main objects of the way they made that happen. But remember, it also says in Romans 13:1, everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from Yahweh. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by Yahweh. That's not always for good. We see with Nebuchadnezzar and some other examples, Pharaoh and so on, Yahweh hardening the heart of these people and making them there for a reason, for a certain place and a certain time. But we see the rebel and the understand of rebellion in scripture. And it says in Romans 13:2, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what Yahweh has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. We and our responsibility is to do right, first according to the scriptures, and then according to the local rulers. But those things cannot conflict each other. So we have to get this and understand the history of war and what the Bible says about war. We have to get this and see this because it's all over scripture. When it says there's nothing new under the sun, There's wars going on all the time. When we look at the idea of what a war is, it says in Isaiah 19:2, I will stir up Egypt against Egypt. Brother will fight against brother, neighbor against neighbor, and city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. Yahweh often uses war to show us how serious he is about sin. And we see the root of the issue of sin, ultimately. Lamentations 3:33-34 says, for he doeth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth. Jeremiah 46:16 says, they will stumble repeatedly. They will fall over each other. They will say, get up, let us go back to our own people and our own native lands, away from the sword of the oppressor. Jeremiah 15:20-21 says, Yahweh says, Babylonia, you are my hammer and my weapon of war. I use you to crush the nations and the kingdoms, to shatter horses and riders, to shatter chariots and their drivers. War is all throughout the scriptures. There's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new. In the original covenant, Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 to 4, it says, when you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than you, do not be afraid of them, because Yahweh, your Elohim, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you. So Yahweh is actually with someone who is going to war. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, hear, O Israel, today you are going to battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. For Yahweh, your Elohim, is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. Who was he speaking to? He was speaking to those that were his, those that were following him. He did not stop them from going to war. He did not condone the war. He said he will be with you and you will be victorious in this war. There will be people that will rise up against people, oppressors and non-believers and wicked people of this world that will rise up against believers. But no matter how big the difference on the sides is, there's two things that scriptures show. Is number one, that Yahweh allowed it to happen. And number two, he is with those who are with him. Now, what happens when there's a war when both sides aren't with him? Now we see this thing. Let's look at the New Testament and the new renewed covenant and see what it says. Since there are so many wars from the beginning, all the way from the beginning, there were wars. And then we go all the way to the end. It says during the end times, there will be wars and rumors of wars. So we need to think about this. Remember Matthew 10:34 says, don't imagine that I came to bring peace on earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. You know, but we see what's going on. Yahweh is just. And instead of thinking, how could he allow these things to happen? What happened to human life? Think about how man has disagreed and organized and just ignored Yahweh's plan from the beginning, and how disorganized everything is when it comes to what Yahweh wants. And people need to submit to his will. One of my favorite scriptures of all time is Ezekiel 33:11, where Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Turn from your wickedness, O people of Israel. Why should you die? And Ecclesiastes 9:18 says, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sin it destroys much good. We need to respect and understand the value of human life, and we also need to understand the power of sin that destroys human life. These are the two things we need to get right to understand this. And understand to let Yahweh be the one in control of these things. All throughout the scriptures we see here, Yahweh will take revenge. Yahweh will be the one to pay them back. Yahweh says he hates hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make quick to run to evil. He hates these things. If we want to win this physical battle and this war that's going on, whether it's with our neighbors or our nation next to us or whoever it's with, oftentimes within ourselves, we have to understand first the spiritual war and the spiritual battle that's going on. And we must be victorious in that first. You understand there's kingdom against kingdom going to war in all these different battles today. But Yahweh says, my kingdom is not of this world. We see the war breaking out. And in Revelation 12, we see them talking about the war that broke out in heaven. All the end times and all during the times, war was always part of a result of the sin of man and the devalue of human life. If you don't have sin and you value human life, war would not exist. But because sin and devaluing of human life, war is rampant today. And this is exactly what the scriptures said would happen. So it should not be a surprise. And many people want to focus on the news and the media and just watching and glued to the TV about the war that's taking place, why innocent children are being murdered every day. Yahweh, help us. Yahweh, help us. As I said, we first must fight this physical battle, the physical battle that's going on today. We'll have more success and victories with prayer than we will with guns. Revelations 21:7 says, those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their Elohim, and they will be my children. It's the spiritual battle. Remember in Ephesians 6:12, it says, our fight is not against the people of the earth, but against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this world's darkness, against the spiritual powers of evil in this heavy world. We need to understand this. Understand what's going on today. There's the physical, and then there's the heavenly world to come in the future. And the battle that's taking place is not about this world. It says in the scriptures, against the spiritual powers of evil in this heavenly world, a different kingdom. And we are citizens, if we are believers, of a different kingdom. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, for though we are living in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On contrary, they have divine power to diminish strongholds. We diminish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Yahshua. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of Yahweh, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and have done all to stand firm. And 1 Peter 5:8 says, to be sober, mindful, and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone. The true war today is not what we think it is. The real war today is against sin. That is our daily battleground. It's against the temptations of this world. It says in Romans 8:13-14, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many are led by the spirit of Yahweh, these are the sons of Yahweh. And Romans 7:23-25 says, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank our wonderful Heavenly Father Yahweh. The answer is Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. I really want to obey our Creator's Torah, but my sinful nature, because of it, I'm a slave to sin. That is the battle. That is the war. And 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal to which you were called when you made good confession and presence of many witnesses. Remember this. It's one thing, and it's easy to take a gun and to kill someone when you devalue human life, but it's a whole nother thing to overcome your addiction to pornography and alcohol and all these different things, because that's the real battle that's taking place. It's easy to manipulate people and to overpower people with strength and weapons, but the power that's in your spiritual life to overcome the sins of this world and the physical sins, that is the real war that we need to be focusing on and coming against. We must remember this. James 4:1 and 2 says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Your desire, but do not have. So you kill, you covet because you cannot get what you want. You quarrel and fight, and you do not have because you do not ask our wonderful Creator. 1 Peter 2:11 says, beloved, I urge you, as sojourners and exiles, to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. We see the answer, and it tells us what to do. We must, as it says in the scriptures, in Galatians 2, for though the Torah, I died to the law that I might live for Yahweh. I have been crucified with Yeshua. I no longer live, but Yeshua lives in me. The life I live now in the body, I live by faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loves me and gave himself for me. When we understand what Yeshua did for us, when we value human life and you stop living in sin, that is the answer. That is the answer. We don't need to go to the battlefields of war against nations. We need to go to the to get on our knees and pray. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to understand. So many examples of war in the scriptures. So many of scriptures of people coming up against each other. But again, the answer is submitting to a wonderful Creator, understanding who He is, what He done for us, and why He did it.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life Ministry. A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.